Welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we celebrate minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich, and each week on the show, no matter how many weekend insurrectionists shed tears when they discover they're banned from air travel, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. Something we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. Thanks for joining us. For the next 10 to 15 minutes, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop thinking about rising sea levels, and I'll stop worrying about how my dishwasher makes coffee cups smell like fish.
And I'll stop worrying about how rogue orcas are causing havoc in the Atlantic Ocean.
Perfect. Let's get tiny.
But first, our show today is brought to you in part by Libby. Annabelle, did you try Libby?
Yes. As you know, I'm a little app phobic, but I am. And so I went to download Libby with a little bit of trepidation. It was so easy, first of all. And it's like a revelation. It's amazing. So here's my experience. I like to read books that I can hold in my hand, but the way that I'm going to use Libby is I have developed this new sort of pandemic read of mysteries. So on Libby, I can go and I can read the first two pages of a book and know whether I want to order it or not.
Oh, it's
fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it is. It's a reading app created by Overdrive, so you can get ebooks and audiobooks. It works off your library card at the library, but you can even use it if you don't have one, which I think is amazing. And it's like having the library on your phone. So I think that's a great way to use it. Do you know what books they have? Wherever You Go, There They Are by Annabelle Gerwich. Both the audio versions and the Kindle versions, as well as I See You Made an Effort, Fired, and more. Download them today.
I'm not going to argue with that.
It's full of Annabelle Gerwich.
So start reading with Libby now. Go to meet.libby.app.com to sign up. That's meet.libbyapp.com. All righty, Laura, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. This week, I want to spend some time talking about a very underrated activity that I have embraced.
Oh.
Puttering.
Oh, that's very interesting because it's like umbrella term for so many little activities. I'm intrigued.
Yes. So I think we can all relate to this idea that during the pandemic, we've been trying to find things to do. A lot of people have been exploring their hobbies like, oh, people are baking, people are gardening. People are filling their time with things that they can do like that with these pursuits. Yeah. But what I find to be the most relaxing and also invigorating and sort of gets me into that state that people like to talk about as like flow, where you're doing something and all of your anxieties and worries disappear, is something I never thought I would do because it just, when I was younger, I mean, I think I would have dropped dead if you had said, oh, puttering. Like I had a grandfather who used to like take apart radios and televisions.
I think we all did.
They never got put back together again. He was what they'd say, puttering. You know,
just radio guts. He's just taking a look.
Yeah, that kind of a thing. So I have found that I love doing these activities that can only fall into the category of puttering. And I want to explain what, to me, puttering is, because I'm a very type A personality, so I have very specific criteria for it to be a putter, a truly relaxing, anxiety-relieving activity.
Even for just kind of what goofing off, you drew up guidelines.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
That's very on brand. That is amazing.
Listen,
there are rules.
To be a putter, something has to be something that I can never earn money doing.
Okay.
It has to be something that I completely suck at that I'm never going to get better at.
Okay.
Okay, two more things. The world will never reward me for.
This is so mysterious.
And also something for which there is no discernible or measurable goal, like now you're done.
So just an everlasting, free, terrible skill level endeavor.
Yes. So my favorite two putters. First is, see, other people are gardening, but I don't garden. I plant, and there's a very big difference.
You do the first part.
Okay. I plant, which is I don't like put seeds in the ground and take care of them till they grow. Who has time for that kind of crap? No. I'm not growing my own food because once I tried to grow potatoes and I had a crop of one potato, which I cooked and split into three pieces and made my family eat, and they just thought I was pathetic. So not I don't want anyone depending upon me for their food source. But what I do is I buy plants. I don't even know what kind I'm buying. I don't want to know. I want to know if it looks pretty.
You're just like, give me that plant. I'm going to put it in my yard. That's the end of my responsibility.
Right. And we'll see what happens. You know, like I water it and then I love to weed. But often I pull out the flowers and not the weed because I don't want to know the difference because that would be getting better at it. And it's just
you
so
really
much
aren't
fun.
Good at this.
Yeah, I suck at this. Let me just say, I suck at this, but I have a front garden in my house that has changed over the years because things die and I kill them off because I have a black thumb, I just plant it again. And the thing is, I don't care. Like, I don't want to get better at it. And I just pick things by the color. And then I got into, during the pandemic, making these like rock formations. So I go to local construction sites.
Well, at least you can't kill rocks.
I get in the bins.
I really support the rock movement that's happening.
The rocks that are being like taken, you know, like the broken concrete. I'm upcycling. I'm upcycling, people.
It's
and then
good,
I've made
the
these displays in front of my house. I it may just be like the next stop may be like parking my car on the grass, but whatever. I love it. I just get into it. Like when I'm in that, what is that called? Those big green bins with the, you know, like at construction sites. What are those called?
Dumpsters?
Dumpsters. Yes. When I'm in the dumpster pulling out rocks. I mean,
Annabelle.
It is kind of like what prisoners do, you know, but I tell you, I mean, who doesn't feel like a prisoner during this pandemic?
Well, for all the plant murder it sounds like you're doing, maybe you should be doing what prisoners are doing.
It's just so relaxing. And then, okay, so what I've created in my garden doesn't look great.
What? I have a question.
Yes?
What about it do you like? The way you're describing it sounds very frenetic. Like you go to Home Depot and you load up on plants, you put them in the ground, you don't care if they die.
It's the doing of it. It's the hauling of the rocks and then the planting. So I'm digging in the ground and then I'm weeding, I'm pulling things out of the ground. I'm just physically involved in this activity that I suck at, and I, you know, like it fits all of my criteria, but it's so immersive.
Oh, yeah, that I get. That's the victory in puttering is just like, oh, I'm free of all worry. I've just got my hands in some plants. Yeah, I get that.
I feel like it's an act of resistance against our capitalistic society. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to sell you on that. But, you know, our society is so geared towards, like, when you do something, you don't just do it. You start to achieve at it. Like, people I know who were baking during this pandemic, like, they were, like, they made one loaf of bread. And then they're like, I'm going to get good at this and open a bakery in my house. And people have done that. Or they just, you know, everything has to be monetized.
Yeah, everyone's just Martha Stewart. You're starting an industry and you're like, nope, just me in the dirt.
Right. But I just want something for myself that is just immersive and where I don't have to achieve.
And you had a second putter, you said.
Yeah, I have a second putter. And this might be a little more OCD. Okay. I like to detangle necklaces.
Okay, that's weird.
It's weird. But here's the thing. I'll find a clump of like necklaces an old drawer.
Please, in your own home, I hope.
Yes, in my own. I do not go to other people's houses. But then it's like peeling a sunburn. I'm totally caught up in it. It's so relaxing for me. So wait, do you have a putter?
I paint.
Are you good at it?
No, I'm terrible at it. But I also paint very basic images. Like, I like to paint, and this is so silly, but like giant hearts on canvases where like it's coming off of the canvas, like the heart is bigger than the canvas. I saw it one time. I saw a painting like that I was in a waiting room one time and I was like, oh, I can do that in my arrogance. I was like, I can do that. And so I do sometimes I'll just go into hours of like a deep dive into just painting and I feel great when I'm doing it. And then when I look back on the paintings, like I met a friend in Ireland who was like, oh, I paint. And I was like, oh, I paint too. Oh, that's great. I saw her paintings. They're like amazing. And they hang in galleries. And I was like, oh, there should be a different word for what I do. But I love the idea that the tiny victory is pushing back on having to be great at something. Because we do, the internet made starting a business so easy. Like you make one rock necklace and you're like, I guess I'm a jeweler now. Yeah. Oh, I grew a basil plant. I'm going to put Olive Garden out of business. It's just too much. So I love that the tiny victory is to own the amateurism.
I love that. So let me just make this clear, right? You're never going to have an art showing of your paintings of hearts?
I feel like I might.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it's a putter if you say no, but now.
I do have a fantasy that one day it's like, oh, I accidentally got really good at it. But you can keep killing, you can keep killing plants and maybe I'll accidentally get good at painting.
Okay, you and George W. Yep. Well, something to look forward to see if that happens. Okay. And that is our tiny victory for this week. We're going to take a quick break to hear from another show on the network.
Readers have a lot of problems.
How do you juggle your holds at the library?
Well, how do you decide what to read next?
What do you do when you find out an author you love is a huge trash baby?
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
And we're the hosts of Reading Glasses.
We're here to solve all your reader problems and along the way, help you figure out
your reader wheelhouse,
which are the things that will absolutely make you pick up a book. Our listener favorites tend to be magic and a woman on a journey.
And also birds for some reason.
Your reader doghouse.
Yeah, that's the things that'll make you avoid a book.
Ugh, love triangles stress me out so much. Reading Glasses.
Every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch.
For next week's show, we want to share victories centered around the kindness of strangers.
Maybe you were ordering a pumpkin spice latte one day and your barista whispered to you, hey, the back of your skirt is tucked into your tights.
Maybe a stranger changed your tire for you one day. Yes, that happened.
Whatever it is, if you have a story about a stranger who made your day just a little bit better, please call the Tiny Victory Hotline.
Call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675. You can also record your victory on the phone memo app of your choice and email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. Help us get the word out about the show, please. Tell your friends or anyone you meet that you think needs a little bit of goodness in their lives.
And another way you can help out is by leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review. This week, we would like to thank Hoop Sauce, who wrote, "Finally, short, sweet, and exactly what I need right now. These hosts give it to you straight and don't sugarcoat the truth. Love this."
That's so great. And Jenna LA wrote, "Throughout this challenging year, this podcast has reminded me to find victories in small things. Thank goodness. A wonderful reminder to keep your head up." Thank you, Jenna. So great.
If you have a topic suggestion for the show or you want to comment on an episode, follow us on social media. To follow the show, we're at GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter. And to follow us individually, you can follow me, Annabelle, on Twitter at LA Gurwitch.
And I'm at I'm Laura House.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, putter to the people.
This has been a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.